It's More of Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. It's safe to say that among the three rivers that meander through the Milwaukee area, the Kinnickinnick has become the most neglected. Some even call it the Lost River. Years ago, the KK was a tree-lined stream where people fished and picnicked. But those activities came to a screeching halt in the 1960s when it was channelized, which is the polite way of saying lined with concrete. Since then, the KK has taken on the look of a drainage ditch that occasionally overtops its banks during heavy downpours, spilling stormwater into neighboring basements and streets. But now storm management plans are underway. Crews will remove the man-made lining to widen and ultimately restore the KK's natural flow. And among the many community organizations working to make the KK project a reality, the 16th Street Community Health Center stands out. Ben Gramling is the Director of Environmental Health Programs with the 16th Street Center. He met WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz along the river at 15th Street, where some of the early groundwork is underway.
It's important to note that not only is flooding in this particular stretch of the river a major threat to both public and private property in terms of property damage, but it also carries with it a significant public health risk in that that water that jumps the banks of the KK and enters into, you know, basements of homes like this one right here, that's not clean water. And oftentimes the kind of storms that trigger out-of-bank flooding along a river like this are also triggering combined sewer outfalls and overflows. And so for 16th Street Community Health Center, that public health threat is a major one for us and a major reason that we're at the table here, because it's hard to address families' needs when it comes to health care when they're facing threats from the river that exists today.
So this stretch of concrete is coming out.
That's right. If you look around the neighborhood, there are properties that have been boarded up that have already been acquired by the district, and a decent number of additional properties are still slated for acquisition in the next several years.
And that's a delicate part of the whole system, isn't it? I mean, you can see the environmental importance of doing that, but on the other hand, there's families and lives and owners, and you know, more than the functioning of the river in a more natural way, it's balancing lives.
Exactly.
This is Nancy Frank. She's also involved in what's being called the Kinnickinnick River Corridor Neighborhood Plan. Frank wears lots of hats, including chairing the Southeastern Wisconsin Watershed Trust and teaching at UWM School of Architecture and Urban Planning.
I really was a strong proponent of doing the neighborhood plan as sort of the next step, or in conjunction with the river corridor modification planning, which was much more engineering oriented, because first of all, I thought it could inform how to be as sensitive as possible, both in terms of helping people to understand why they were being asked to move by being part of that planning process, and then through that planning process, figure out a good sensitive strategy for how you go and ask people to move out of their homes. And the other part of it is that we really wanted to think about how do we make sure that changing the river corridor doesn't really change the character of the community in a way that it would bring in new development that would ultimately push the existing residents out, and the existing residents wouldn't get any of the benefits of what will be a tremendous asset to this neighborhood.
To nudge neighborhood engagement along, crews started working with 15th Street homeowners this summer. Together, they're installing small stormwater management projects. Ben Gramling explains.
Several rain gardens being constructed actually today. Rain barrels are being distributed to residents on this block. We're seeing downspouts being disconnected and that flow diverted into rain barrels and into rain gardens. And it's a really great opportunity to not only engage residents in an effort to improve their block and to improve their properties, and to get them more active in that, physically active in that, but they're doing something on their property that will have a benefit to the river and to the water resources of our region at the same time.
So why is this your first street, and why 15th Street?
We worked with our project partners on this 16th Street Groundwork Milwaukee and Milwaukee Riverkeeper from the very beginning on this project. And what we were looking for was about a one city block area that met a number of kind of threshold criteria. We wanted property ownership to be high on the block because as excited on this block as some of the tenants are, it's hard to come in and start talking about, you know, making changes on properties without having the property owners buy in and be a part of that process as well. We're looking for a block with low building code violations. And other examples of, you know, already strong stewardship of properties in and of themselves.
So homes that are being taken care of.
Homes that are being taken care of. And but then on the kind of water resource side, we were looking for a relatively small area of drainage, of stormwater drainage. And so right below us, we see an outfall where stormwater discharges to the river. And the water that drains through that pipe is being collected from only about a 2.5-block stretch of sewer system. So we have a separate storm sewer here that runs down 15th Street, jogs up Cleveland to 15th Place, and then drains about a half block on 15th Place. And so we've got a relatively small system where if we're able to deploy enough stormwater practices on these private properties, we'll start to be able to measure the benefit. The opportunity to use this investment here to convince neighbors from 14th Street, 16th Street, and the immediate neighborhood, as well as residents and property owners across the entire city and southeastern Wisconsin, is tremendous. And so we can show that we can do this. What we also have in this neighborhood is a population that has historically not been well served with some of the key messages that go out through through media and through other outlets for information. These are largely neighborhoods populated by recent immigrants from Mexico and from other Latin American countries. Many speak Spanish as a primary language. And so just because of where they get their information from and who they talk to, they're much less likely to be getting the kind of information about water quality in their community. And importantly, the role that they can play in helping to steward improvements in water quality and in their neighborhood river.
The job of engaging the neighborhood belongs to Andrea Fuentes. Right now, she's planting slips of native perennials. Fuentes is surrounded by a cluster of enthusiastic children, eager to sink their fingers into the soil.
They're all part of the family. The owner lives on one of the floors, and the rest of the family lives on the other one.
How do you see people reacting? You know, do they feel a tie with that, with the river beyond? Or, you know, how do you feel people taking it?
I was surprised that they were most involved in it because they knew that this would help the river. Once we taught them, but they wanted to become involved. And this owner over here at the corner, immediately when I told him that his house is next to the river so it would make a big impact, he said, do whatever you want on my property. So that was awesome.
Really? Yeah. So what will that mean? What are you going to do?
We're going to do rain garden, a swale garden, and also put rain barrels.
Myra Romo lives a few houses away. She was the first to agree to planting a rain garden in her front yard. I ask why. Andrea Fuentes provides a bit of translating.
First, she thought it was a good project for nature or the environment, especially the river. And then she saw, oh, this is a good project also for the neighborhood.
Milwaukee has been Romo's home for 8 years now. Her love of nature stretches back to her childhood in Mexico. Romo won't take any credit, but I'm told she quietly convinced her neighbors to join in on the storm management project. Again, Andrea Fuentes helps out.
She says the neighbors knew each other, but this project has helped enrich their relationship, and they know now each other much better, and they're working together as a community on a project.
Organizers hope what seems to be growing among Romo's neighbors on 15th Street also breathes new life into the Kinnikinnick.
An amazing support for this project here.
For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. The organizations working to repair and restore the Kinnikinnick River hope the concrete removal will begin by 2013. There's more information about the project at WUWM.com/lakeeffect.